yesterday. This is Bhajan Rahasyam. Yesterday, we were describing. This is Bhajan Rahasyam, right? Yesterday, we were describing the introduction, how the Bhajan Rahasyam came about as the realizations of Bhaktivinoda Thakur on Uttam Bhakti. We mentioned about the progressive path of Bhajan, which is discussed in chapter 19 of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And the verse which summarizes the progressive path of Bhajan that Rupa Goswami is presenting is Ado Shara Tata Sarasanga Bhajana Kriya Anarta Nivriti Tata Nishta. And then we discussed how by following this path of bhajan with good association and with sincerity, by the mercy of the holy name, by the mercy of Sri Guru, or by the mercy of service, one will realize or attain their siddha deha, their pure spiritual form or body, to engage in the prem seva of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. And the concluding sentence we mentioned was that the whole process of perfection in prem seva will be managed by Krishna himself and his eternal associates. And we could add an amendment to that statement by saying, not only managed by Krishna himself and his eternal associates, which means Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lalita Vishaka, but also the Guru, members of the Guru Parampara, who are all, many of them, of course, the ones that, who have ascended, they are also eternal associates now, because once going there, one never comes back. But they're not in exactly in the same category as Nityaparishads. But there's, for all intents and purposes, the liberated souls in the spiritual world, there's not much difference between them and the other nitya parishads. It's not that when someone attains perfection and you attain Manjari Sarup and then you go there and someone says, oh, you're one of those Manjaris. Oh, you're one of those Manjaris that came from material world. You're not one of us. You're not a nitya parishad. You're from the jiva tattva category. They don't have that kind of mood at all. There's full acceptance. You're a Manjari, I'm a Manjari. Come on, Manjari, let's go. Help me. String this garland. Let go of that fan. Go pick some flowers and make a garland, because Radha and Krishna, their garland is all crushed from last night, from Rati Keli. And when they wake up, we want to offer them a fresh garland. Stop pulling on the ceiling fan and go pick some flowers. So they don't have this kind of distinction. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he very clearly depicts the camaraderie or the friendship amongst sakis. Saki means friend. The ascended sakis or the perfected beings and the Nitya Parishads or the Kayovyuha, those sakis that expanded directly from the body of Radharani. Certainly that's a very special category. They're called Nitya Parikars. But nevertheless, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining in Siddhi Lalasa, in Gita Mala, he says that Rupa Manjari and Lalita Sakhi, they will accept me into their group. They will accept me into their group and consider me as one of their own. And they will treat me with all love and affection. If you simply read Bhaktivinoda Thakur's description, I believe it's Gita Mala, there's eight or nine songs in Siddhi Lalasa about the sequence of perfection beginning from taking birth in Boma Vrindavan and growing and finally attaining the service of Srimati Radharani. And it's a very sweet and attractive description. So it will be managed, our perfection will be managed by Krishna himself, his eternal associates, and our benevolent Guru Bharg. line of gurus. And Bhajan Rahasyam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, gives us all the important teachings and realizations he has collected from Sarup Damodar Goswami, Rai Ramananda, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Gambira. So this is where the deepest ecstasies were being experienced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and where the deepest teachings were coming, like Shikshastakam. So this Bhajan Rahasyam includes that, plus the realizations he's collected from Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Krishna Das Kaviraj. This book teaches the progressive path to develop Gopi Bhav and attain the eternal service of Radha Govinda in Vrindavan. In Bhajan Rahasyam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes all the steps needed to worship in Gopi Bhav. If we follow Bhajan Rahasyam, all our anarthas will disappear and bhava will descend in our hearts by the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the other Premi Bhaktas in our Guru Parampara. Bhajan Rahasyam teaches very systematically how a sadhaka can attain Krishna Prem. One point that we discussed last year, which is very important, it has its implementation and three stages of spiritual development. We can apply or implement this principle as sadhakas, vaidhi sadhakas, or raganuga sadhakas, or in the level of bhava bhakti, what to speak of prema bhakti, because on prema, in the level of prema, this is one of the very characteristics of prema, and the meaning of prema is to have an intense sense of mamata. Mamata means mindness, possession, that Krishna is mine. Right? So this, we discussed this last year, because part of this introduction is a kind of an overview of last year's classes. So mamata is possessiveness or feeling of mindness. We know about that. Like we say, oh, what is that? Oh, this is my husband and my car and my house and my, right? So this is mamata, this is mindness. We discussed this important feeling last year. We talked about Gopi Bhav and Manjri Bhav, but where does Manjri Bhav come from? Is it in our hearts? No. It comes by reflection, by the mercy of Nitya Siddhas. And this is a verse from Bhajan Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya. This is Nitya Siddha Bhav. This Bhav is with the Nitya Siddhas, the perfected beings, the Premi Bhaktas of Radhika. By reading the books and bhajans of Premi Bhaktas like Sanatana Goswami, Rupa, Raghunath, Krishnas Kaviraj, Prabodhananda Saraswati, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, our Srila Prabhupada, we, by that reading and associating with their teachings and their bhavas and their sentiments and moods and consciousness, we ourselves develop a sense and a feeling of gratitude and attachment. We may start to feel, quote, these great devotees are mine. Like we say, our Srila Prabhupada or my Srila Prabhupada. Like sometimes you say, this is how you do your puja with your Govardhan Srila. But in my Govardhan Srila, in my deities or my Gornitai, or my Govardhan, or we often say this. Deities are Radha and Krishna or Radha and Krishna. But you say, no, my Radha and Krishna, my Giriraj. So in the same way, we can read and have this feeling that these are my well-wishers. We may start to feel some sense of oneness or feeling of possession. These great devotees are mine. My Srila Prabhupada, my Vishnu Chakravarti, my Rupa Goswami. This feeling of possessiveness, of owning or mindness, is called mamata. Like sometimes, let's make it closer at home, because maybe we don't study very much, but we might say, my Guru Maharaj. Well, my Guru Maharaj said to chant 64 rounds a day. Oh, that's very nice. I'm glad you're chanting 64 rounds. Well, my Guru Maharaj said chant 16 rounds a day. Whatever, minimum. That's what he said, actually, minimum. So it's like this. This is certainly a most advantageous mood to have towards Guru and Vaishnavas. And ultimately this mood is fully contained in the hearts of the Parishads, or the associates, eternal associates like Radharani, my Krishna, my Radha. The quality that makes someone feel that someone or something belongs to me, we must cultivate this mamata, the feeling that the great Vaishnavas in our own parampara are mine. We know what mamata is, we already have it. My body, my this, that, the other thing. We can open this door and these windows, this window and the door and those windows, get some breeze. Because now it's coming late. If this feeling of intimacy, appreciation, and love, these are three very important things here. Intimacy with our Guru Maharaj. Now, we don't mean like sleeping with him. We might think that's intimacy. That's also intimacy, physical intimacy. But it means sentiments. Be intimate with his heart. What is he thinking? What is he feeling? And Vishwanath is pointing us in that direction. Don't see the Guru externally. Try to understand the Guru internally. Nikunja yuno rati keli siddha yayali bir yuktirapekshaniya. So this is intimacy. Intimacy with Guru. Appreciation. Sometimes we can say gratitude. Be grateful. Guru has given me so much. How much? Everything. That's how much. Like sometimes say, oh, my Guru has really given me a lot. Oh, only a lot? That's all? No, actually everything. Intimacy, appreciation, and love comes in our hearts. If this feeling of intimacy, appreciation, and love comes in our hearts for Guru and Vaishnavas, then our practice of Nam Bhajan will bear the fruits of Radha Govinda Prem Seva. Because if we have that type of appreciation for Guru and intimacy and love, if we feel it and we know it, then certainly Guru will feel it and Guru will know it. And if Guru feels that intimacy and love and appreciation that you're showering or sending forth to him, then obviously he'll be reciprocating with his love and intimacy and give you his Guru Prasad. Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasado. And what does he have to give? The Guru can give his heart, and his heart is full of bhav and prem. When the pure mood of mamata appears in our hearts, in other words, we have mamata already, but it's impure mood of mamata. Our mood of mamata, or possessiveness, or mindness, is for everything material. So the pure mood of mamata is mamata for spiritual people and spiritual places, right? When the pure mood of mamata appears in our hearts, then our Guru and the Vaishnavas, like Bhaktivinoda, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das, Vishwanath, they will reciprocate with our loving mood and sincere desire to follow their teachings. These Nityasiddha devotees will bless us by filling our hearts with their bhav, Nityasiddha bhav. Their Manjari Bhav will flow down into our hearts and make us qualified to serve the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika in the groves of Vrindavan. The method of bhajan taught in Bhajan Rahasyam. So this is kind of the key point. In other words, the application. You buy the book, then what? Right? You go to school and you buy your semester books. You go to college.
You buy so many books.
And then what the hell do you do with them? You have to go to the class and hear from the teacher how to use them and how to understand them. Because in many cases, the professor who's teaching the class wrote the book. So he can explain what he's trying to say in the book. So the method of bhajan taught in Bhajan Rahasyam. Each verse of Bhajan Rahasyam is suitable for what is called mantra mayi upasana. Upasana means, of course, to worship, to reflect upon, to enter into, to sit near, upasan. And mayi means to become absorbed, become one with, become made of. And mantra means the spiritual vibration, the conception, the idea. So to worship and to be near and to become absorbed in the mantra, to become, to engulf it, to become one with it. A type of meditation or worship on one idea, on one individual mantra. This is a general definition. How does it work? First, one becomes absorbed in chanting, in hearing and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Then, one will read one verse of Bhajan Rahasyam, describing a particular stage of devotion, devotional advancement, such as ruchi. Would you like to sit in that chair? You need, because there's a, you can sit in a chair also. It's not a problem. So first, we become absorbed in chanting, hearing and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then, read one verse of Bhajan Rahasyam describing a particular stage of devotional advancement, such as ruchi. Because the book is divided into 8 stages. So one is Cheto Darpana Marjanam, which is Shraddha. It's Shraddha, and also that verse includes that's Shraddha. Then there's Namnamakari, which is the second yama, or the second chapter and discussion, and also the second yama of Leela. Namnamakari describes Sarusanga, Bhajanakriya, and Artanivriti, right? So then the next verse is Trinadapi Sunichena. And Trinadapi Sunichena describes, after Artanivriti comes Nishta, right? Nishta, steadiness, firmness. So, for example, in a section or a chapter which describes steadiness, then there's so many verses there from Bhagavatam, from different scriptures. And as you go up in the different levels, when you go to Ruchi and to Asakti and Bhava, then the verses that are in that section describing Ruchi Bhajan, or Bhajan at the level of Ruchi, there will be verses from higher or more intimate scriptures, Vilakusamanjali, Radharasudaniti, etc. So you're in one particular section. First become absorbed, and then you go to this one section, for example, describing a particular stage of devotion such as ruchi, asakti, or asakti, and then meditate deeply upon the meaning of that verse while trying to mix your heart with the meaning of the verse and the bhav, or the loving mood, of the author of that particular verse. Be he Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Vyasadeva, Prahlad, etc. Pray to the book, pray to the verse, pray to the author of the book and the verse, and pray to Sri Nam Prabhu to please reveal the deep meaning and significance of that particular verse, so that our chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra can become steady and pure. By the mercy of that author, maybe a drop of the, as this is what's mentioned in Bhajan Rahasyam, in the introduction, by mercy of the author, maybe a drop of the turbulent ocean of his pure mood of love for Radha Govinda Yugo, will splash upon us. Then we will attain some realization about the verse and thereby increase our own attachment and affection for Radha and Krishna. The only way to attain eternal loving service of Radha and Krishna Vrindavan is to follow the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan. Right? Like Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami. We must understand how they think, how do they feel and act, how do they pass their time, both in sadhaka rup and siddha rup. This can best be accomplished by following Bhaktivinoda Thakur's systematic teachings in Bhajan Rahasyam, which contains the essence of all the Goswami's conceptions concerning Sambandha, Avideya, and Prayojan. In Bhajan Rahasyam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur opens the inner chamber of his heart to reveal his hidden treasures. Excuse me. In Radha Madhav's Nitya Braj Leela, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Kamala Manjari, a confidential handmaiden or Palyadasi of Radhika in the camp of Lalita Sakhi. In the verses of Bhajan Rahasyam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur shows clearly and precisely how to attain the direct seva of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika in Braja Gokul. Last Kartik, we discussed Pratam Yama Sarana, Dwitiyam Sarana, Tritiyam Sarana, which describe the first three verses of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastakam, Chaitadarpana Marjanam, explained Shraddha. I already explained that. So, in the first verse of Shikshastakam, Chaitadarpana Marjanam, maybe I'll just pause here. Does anyone have any questions what we discussed so far? Let me open that window also. Open that window behind there. I'm just going to open the window on the back for a sec.
No, I have to stand up because I get cramp in my leg. I see why I can't. I get pain. I just have to go. Maybe you see that.
Of course, the sun comes in too. I can't sit much. I get this like cramp.
Yeah, me too.
I never used to get it. I'm getting old age, right?
Yeah.
I
calcium.
What is it? Calcium?
Yeah, you need. I'm taking calcium tablets.
That's I got them right in there. One of my friends from Delhi gave me about 2 weeks ago. You should take these. And I said,
yeah.
Thank you. Old age misery likes company. Grandma and grandpa. You become a grandmother and grandfather when you hit 50. Or maybe, I don't know if you're 50 yet, but it just doesn't work like it used to. Okay, I'm just on pause here, so let's come back to the real life is everyone's suffering, but a fake life is if tape is running nicely and everything's okay. Okay, let's stop suffering and turn on the tape and pretend everything's great.